explore together, what do I have against Chiefus? What do I have against that? Why do I think it's not such a good idea to have Chiefus and having a goal? So we'll see it with a goal. And then we'll exactly see what is the objection. Where is the problem? The Gaon says on the Pasuk in Mishlei, the Pasuk says, Es pnei mevin chochme, ve ene ksil bik tzei oretz. Es pnei mevin chochme, there are two people, the mevin, and he is looking at the chochme, and the inaim of the ksil are on the end of the world. So the Gaon says, Kloimer, ha mevin, ene roya likfritz. He doesn't want to jump. He understands what's in front of him. That's it. And he begins to learn. He has an agenda that he should finish the mesechta or the shas or the daf or whatever it is. Yeah? So he has an agenda that he wants to finish. That's the ksil. And now he says, Boinian. And now I don't read now the whole thing. There, will tell you, there are three things. The one is called orev, that is sweet or tasty. Orev, moyil, helpful, and toiv, good. Those are three things. So in Olam Hazeh, the orev is miluya taive, you're eating for your taivis, that's called orev. And that is not good. But the moyil and the toiv, both are good. Only the one is that b'shas ma'ise, when you eat it, like a medicine, when you eat it, then it's bitter. Only after a time, you'll see the tu'elis out of that. But the toiv is that even b'shas ma'ise, whenever you do it, when you are also with that, then it's also toiv. That is those are three things. And says, v'cheile in an olam habo, also for the olam habo, are these three categories there. The one is orev, that is when a person learns in order that he should be a rabbi. So that's bad, that you shouldn't do. But then it comes to the toiv and the moyil. The moyil is that you're learning, but you don't feel comfortable. You don't feel good when you learn. Only when you reach your end, then you'll feel good. And the mevin, he learns, and he's enjoying his learning, b'shas ma'ise, because he's mekayim the mitzvah. That's what he says. So we'll speak about that. That he says that the chochm or the mevin is the one which learns and he enjoys the learning b'shas ma'ase, not because he is intelligent, not because he loves intellectualism, only because he does the mitzvah Hashem. Okay, that's what the Gaon says. We'll speak about that. But the ksil is learning and not enjoying it. Only in the end, when ve'elof al kitzvoret she'ena nene at shilmat mashili bechofetz v'yigmoroish. So that's the ksil. Good. So that's what the Gaon says. Okay. So there is one thing we have to explain, and Mirtz Hashem will come to that. We will try to explain that. Why is the chochem having hanoah because he's mekayim the mitzvah? But there is another question here, another big problem, a much bigger one. The big problem is that the Gaon over here doesn't state that the ksil does not understand. He will understand. That's what he says in the end. That means he will succeed in his endeavor. He will know the din. When he wants to be Mesayim Shas or the Meseches, he will be Mesayim Shas and the Meseches. Yeah? The Gaon doesn't say he will not do it. In other place, the Gaon says he'll have problems with that too. That in the end he'll forget it, or it's going away. Yeah, but that's not our Inyan. Over here the Gaon doesn't say it. He says, you will succeed in your endeavors, and you will know the Shas. So why are you called Ksil? So then, Ksil means someone is an idiot, or something like this. That is the translation of Ksil. Ksil has a translation which you have no seichel, that I cannot understand. You are learning Shas, and you are Matzliach. And you still are an idiot? The Teretz says, yes, you are. You still stay an idiot. When you learn Shas, and you will know Shas, and you are an idiot. And you will be Matzliach, and you still are an idiot. So what does the Gaon say? With other words, the Gaon tells you that when you make a goal, and want to pursue that, that will not influence you. You will know Chochmah, but you will not turn over into a Chochmah. You will not. You'll stay a Ksil. And after the learning, you'll be exactly the same Ksil as beforehand. So that's the good. So this is the problem I have with that, that we are going for goals. Because we are going for goals, that is a big temptation. Because the going for goals makes you that you will succeed what you are going to do. You will do it. And you'll have a success. But you won't be influenced. It's not the point that you won't succeed. You will. But it won't influence you. You'll stay exactly the same person as you were beforehand. Yeah? You tell me, or whatever you want. But this is not so simple. You see, it's not a mechanical thing. But there is a point that you will do and you will succeed in what you are doing when you're going for a goal, but you won't change. Now, it's the first time you understand the Ramchal, the Mesilas Yeshorim, in the first Idak Dome. Mesilas Yeshorim, Idak Dome states explicitly that he doesn't write the Sefer because you don't know what it's written there. You know what is written there. So, the Tu'elis of that Sefer is not from the knowledge, only from the Chazorah Va'asmode. What does he mean? So this is the difference between the Ksil and the Meivin. The Meivin enjoys their dealing with the learning. He deals with the learning. And that was he enjoys. He calls that Omol. But we would call that deal. You deal with the mitzvahs, or you deal with the learning, that makes an influence on you. That makes you change. When you deal with the mitzvahs, and when you deal with the learning, but you don't deal with it, you just know it, and you even make a goal in order to know it, that won't influence you. Because what influences you is to deal with the issue. So dealing with a thing, that's the Ramchal, dealing with a thing is that you deal with the issue when you know it already. Then you deal with it. As long as you don't know it, you don't know it. You don't understand. But now you understand it, so what? So you have to learn it again. Then you tell me, no, it means brainwash. That's right? That's what you will go to tell me. That Agdo of the Mesilas Yeshorim means you have to brainwash you, because you are forgetting that, so you have to hammer that into your head. The Mesilas Yeshorim does not say that. Because the Mesilas Yeshorim says, you have to learn that be'iyun. Brainwash works tafke without iyun. Yeah, tafke. No, it means that you have to think again about it. How can you think about a thing you know already? How can you do that? You know it already. You understand it. You have no questions. Nothing shver. So how can you think about a thing you understand already? This is dealing with the thing. You deal with the knowledge, not that you know it. Not in order to know it. You deal with the knowledge after you know it. And after you understand it, then you begin to deal with that. That's the Mesilas Yeshorim. And now it's very understandable. The Mesilas Yeshorim tells you, I want, with this Sefer, to make that you should turn into a different person. Yeah? That's my agenda. So how can I reach that agenda with a book? Not through that you read the book and you know it. And when you know it by heart, that doesn't do anything. No, you have to deal with that what it's written over here. And when you deal with it, then it will change you. So that's the same thing as the good. Because when you don't deal with the learning, you just learn in order to know it. When you learn in order to know it, whatever knowledge you want, you know, it can be whatever topic you want. But you see, the Shalom speaks, you will learn the topic of Yira Shomayim, and you'll learn Musa, and you know Musa, and you will not be a Yore Shomayim. Gurnished. Eh? Because it won't change you. It will have no influence of you on you. The Teuchen is Yira Shomayim. That's normally what you learn when you learn the Mesilas Yeshorim. So the Teuchen is Yira Shomayim, but the influence on you is nil. Gurnished. Because you have to deal with that. And when you don't deal with this knowledge, it will not influence you. Yeah? Independent what's the topic. Don't come to me and say, yeah, it speaks about, you know, you learn whether the Kolben is Nifsal in the Yerida or not. That is what is, that doesn't influence me. No, you speak about Yira Shomayim, and you speak about things which obviously should influence you, but they don't. Because the point of wanting to understand doesn't influence you. To want to deal with it. You don't want to reach anywhere. You are happy to deal with the thing which is in front of you. That's what the Gaon says. And then it will influence you. But when you want to reach an end, it will not influence you. It will not. Shum poni voiv. And that's the Mesilas Yishon. And now you understand the posuk Mesilas Yishon brings there, the posuk which says, Im temakshenu kakesef, v'chal matmoyim tach b'seno, os tov in yiras Hashem. Yeah? So I don't know how you learn a posuk. You read that, you say, Im temakshenu kakesef, v'chal matmoyim tach b'seno. So I go through that posuk, I try to find it, I search for it, and I want it, you know, and then I'll understand Yiras Shamayim. So what's the beginning of the posuk now? When I reach the end, what is with the beginning? Finished. Os tov in Yiras Hashem, and now you're finished. Now you don't need to search anymore. That's right, that's where you learn the posuk. Im tevakshenu kakesef, v'chamayim tach b'seno. Then you'll reach a stage that you will maybe in Yiras Hashem, and then you don't have to search anymore. Yeah, that's where you learn. Excuse me, then you learn a posuk like a 5-year-old. No, that's not the way you learn a posuk. To learn a posuk means that the shaykhus you have with Yiras Shamayim is a searching. And when you think you have it, you lost it. That's what the posuk says. Im tevakshenu kakesef, v'chamayim tach b'seno, then you'll understand Yiras Shamayim. And when you cease to search, you won't understand. Because you think you have it, then you don't understand. Then you don't understand anything anymore. Yeah? So the point is not to reach anywhere. The point is searching. The point is dealing with the issue. That is the Mesilas Yishon in the Akdama, and that's the Gaon there when he says, "As pnei bevin chokhme, ve'ene ksil b'ktzei oretz." B'ktzei oretz. The ene ksil are b'ktzei oretz, and he's called a ksil even though he will finish shas. That the Gaon says. Yeah? He will finish shas. And he'll know shas. And he knows the halachas. And he knows everything. And he is an idiot. Yeah? He stays the same thing. That's unbelievable. But this is the problem with goal setting. Okay? That's a good. There is a problem with that. It's not so nice. And it makes you under pressure. There is a real problem. Because you will not be influenced by that. You will not be changed. You have to deal with the mitzvahs. And you have to deal with the Torah, with the knowledge, with the learning. You have to deal with it. Then you will be influenced, otherwise not. Yeah? Now you can ask me, but okay, I won't be influenced. But I will learn. And I'll know. And I'll do the mitzvahs. So what? So I'm the real Litvak, you know? What's Kate Biron? What do you want from me? I'll do the thing I'm obligated to do. And I will learn the thing, and I will know the thing. Here in the Gaon over here, let's say, I'll know the thing and I'll learn it, so I won't be influenced. So what? So what? So there is a problem there. Okay, that's a big sugya. But I only tell you the bottom line, and that is important for the thing now, for the standing. The bottom line of that sugya is the Ramban in Kedoshim. The Ramban in Kedoshim to you says that you can't be a noble birshus ha-Torah. So that's a big chidush. The big thing is that you can't be a novel, birshus ha-Torah. Novel means a person which is all caught up from his yetzer hara. That's called a novel. And you can't be birshus ha-Torah. So when you are birshus ha-Torah means that you are mekayim every single seif kotten in Shulchan Aruch. When you are not mekayim one seif kotten, you are ois birshus ha-Torah. You will do all the mitzvahs and be mekayim all the halachas. Clear? And in order to be mekayim all the halachas, you have to know all the halachas. That means you know all the halachas and you are mekayim them. And you are still a novel. That's called novel birshus ha-Torah. What is that? That is the very same thing as over here, the Gaon, which says ksil b'ktzei oretz. You are not influenced by your knowledge of Torah, and you are not influenced by your kiyum da'aloche. Because the novole will penetrate through this net of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch is not dense enough to keep the Yetzora off. The Yitzhakah will just go through. And you'll be Mekayim all the halachas, and you'll be Birshus HaTorah, and you'll be a noble. And then you have to say Kedoshim to you, or the Ramban brings there, Vosisto Vayoshev HaTov. So, But what does that mean? So I have to have other halachas of Kedusha? No, it doesn't work, because then it's again novel b'shus ha'teire. You can't have halachas of Yoshua Tov, you can't have halachas of Kedushi. There can't be halachas, because when there are halachas, then you are still novel b'shus ha'teire. Because that's what halachas do. The halachas don't do the job. So it won't work. It is all the same thing. When you are for the point that you want to reach, that you should mekayim the halacha, then it doesn't influence you. You have to deal with that. You deal with the mitzvah. You deal with the learning. So, what? How do you reach there? So now, there are people, I think in the American community, there are people who say that explicitly. I will afterwards show you that even over here there are people who think like this. But there are people who say, for example, Vosiso Vayoshev HaToiv, that would be a very, very good say. I think that I would say, Vosiso Vayoshev HaToiv, that means that you have to be aware of your common sense. That's good. That's right? Vosiso Vayoshev HaToiv, it should be now understandable and it's a glatte Sach, understandable. Your common sense is also a part. Then you could have a whole lecture in somewhere, that you can have from the most prestigious places, You say, the function of humanity in the system of halacha. Wow. Huh? And then you'll say a very intelligent gulnisht, because it's nothing. Do you really believe that Vosiso Vayoshev HaToiv means it has to go according to your seichel, which was so krum, that has no end to it, and it was there before you learned? That Vosiso Vayoshev HaToiv means that you have to be masking with your krumkeit, that is straight? No. Vosiso Vayoshev HaToiv means like this. The knowing the halacha doesn't do the job. But when you deal with the Chayshe Mishpat, you deal with these halachas. You deal with Bava Metzia, Bava Kama. You deal with these things. Then the dealing with the halachas will bring you to a place that you have an inner feeling, you change as a person, and you have an inner understanding that this is Yosho. It is not explicitly said in the halachas, but that comes out of the Torah, and Kedoshim to you for sure. You can't have Kedusha to you as a pre-assumption. You have what Kedusha means. You have no clue what Kedusha means. You have no, you can't fathom that thing, That has to be a thing which was there without Torah. In the same way, No. Kedusha to you, that's not the halacha. Kedusha to you is that you learn the Yoredeya, or you learn all these things, and then with the learning and dealing with that, not being mekayim the mitzvahs, and not being knowing the halachas, and not knowing the shas, only deal with that. When you deal with these things, you'll get to a point that this will influence you, and you have a feeling, what means, or an understanding, a tovana, an understanding, what does it mean to be Kodesh? And that's the Torah wants. Kedoshim to you. The Torah can't give only the net of obligations, and can't give only the points of telling you what to do, and can't be only the halachas and the gemoras. There has to be something within you which happens, and that expresses itself in this posture which says, Kedoshi to you, or Vosiso Vayoshev HaToiv. That you have to be a different person through your dealing with the Torah. So this is problematic. It's not only Americans think like this, that you have a straightness without Torah. I will not tell you the man's name, but I know a man, a choshev man, and he has a beis din, or he sits on a beis din, and he's done choshev mishpat. I tell you the truth, that's what happened. He's done choshev mishpat. But he himself admits that he really, didn't really learn choshev mishpat. He didn't really learn that thing. It's a very difficult thing to learn. He didn't really learn that. But he sits on the beis din. So they ask him, how comes that you sit on the beis din and you say you don't know choshev mishpat? So he said, he sits on the beis din because people sign, before they go to the beis din, you sign a paper. And on the paper it says that you are not particular about, that you should be done. They should be done you al pi din teure. It also can be that they are done you al pi seichel ayosho. That's what it says. And you sign on that. That this signature which you do, because you have, you think that these Dayonim have such a big Yirah Shomayim that perhaps they'll make a mistake in their understanding the dakus of the Chayshim Mishpat, so you will not be tovea them that they made a mistake in that particular halacha. Only they say Seichel Yosher is also good. That's what you sign. Now that guy said, you know, you sign that you are Nishpat al pi Seichel Yosher, and I do have a Seichel Yosher, so I can sit on the Beis Din. When you accept that, I quit the job. I'll quit the business, you know? I'll go out. No. How can you say such a thing? How can you say that you have a straightness in your head without learning the same mistake, you know? With other words, the guy said like this. What was the kasha? The kasha was, how can you be done b'cheshmit without knowing the nesivis? So what is the answer? The answer is, the nesivis had a crooked head, but you knew how to learn. But I, Bo Hashem, have a straight head. I don't need the nesivis. I can go with myself. That's the answer, no? This is apikoiris. This is a balgaive. This is a roila gadel kasheiro. I would tell you the name, you'd all escape. Huh? It's unbelievable. But that's what happens. I am Yosho. What are you, Yosho? Are you crazy? You are Yosho only when you deal with these things. So in order to be Yosho in Chayshim Mishpat, you have to deal with the Chayshim Mishpat. You don't have to know it. And this whole point, I want to finish that. I want to reach somewhere. This makes that you will be not influenced by your learning and not influenced by your mitzvahs. That's the Mesilas Yesharim. That is the gun over here. Okay? So I think that's a very basic thing in our Avodas Hashem. We have to know what means dealing. For example, dealing with learning. You deal with learning. I don't know how many times you can learn a thing which you already know. Not chazering. No, not nist chazering, das nist. Chazering, that has a bad taste. No. Learning again. Learning. You learn again. How many times can you do that? You know? That you change your opinion. That you say, I'm open, that is perhaps not the way I learned. You know? I know it only for myself, ich weiß. I would want to, I told you that, I would want to write a new Nefesh Chaim. Because when I learn it now with Chavrusas, I see, I would have to say different. So that's a problem, because how would I do that? So I had an idea, perhaps you'll help me with that, that I'll write it without name, and I myself will write the Haskomet, so people will not suspect that I am the writer. I don't know whether that will help. But I definitely would see different things there. And it is a good Peirush. People told me that. People know that's an excellent Peirush. And now today I think differently. I still deal with that Nefesh Chaim. Yeah, but it's doch alte Sachen, was schon gelernt das Sachmal. No. Yeah, I learned that 100 times. So I learned it another 100 times. So what? No, you have to go further. No, I want to deal with that Nefesh Chaim. And I know it. Perhaps I know it by heart, not really, but I know it, you know? But, you have to learn that again. You have to deal with that. Deal with learning. How many times can you do that? It's a shame, you know? After one time, and after half a time, you're already fed up, you know? We all know that till the end of it, you know? It's too schwer, too viel, you know? So today we have a problem with that. That's another problem. I don't want to speak about learning. Today we have another problem that is the other side around, that you don't deal with the learning anymore, you deal with your own stomach, you know? That when you think about a sugya, then you first want to be misboinen on the principle without knowing anything, you know? It's not interesting to know. Alte valbeloti im uvdot, yeah? And it's a lachshov. That's right, so no, that's not good. Now we have to deal with the issue. So okay, I don't want to go into learning, but dealing with learning, that would change you. Dealing with musa, that would change you. Dealing with a mitzvah, that would change you. And you don't deal with anything. We do the things. We do the things, we reach, we are making siyumim, we are making mifchanim, huh? Making mifchanim, making siyumim, making everything, you know? But you stay the same. It's exactly the same person as beforehand, you know? So that is a tragedy. That is the good. Yeah? You can't stay a ksil with knowing kol ha-Torah kula. Doesn't help. Now, I want to tell you another thing, which is very basic. Now you have kashas. And most probably you'll come and ask your questions, you know. So I want to tell you one thing, and then this is very connected, that means they obey. And then perhaps you'll understand a little bit what the Rav Yochum says. The Rav Yochum was saying Shmuz, saying Mamorim, and Rav David Povarsky was a young boy, and he once came, in the beginning, when he was in Mir Yeshiva, he came to Rav Yochum. So he was standing there, and Rav Yochum looks at him and says, what is the possibility you want to ask me? Most probably, you want to ask me about yesterday's Indian. Huh? So I will give you a rule of thumb, which is 100% true, that we told you, I have a klal, that whenever you have any kasha from any place in Chazal, which we didn't mention, that's a sign that you did not understand anything we spoke. That's what he said. And then he said, I don't have a kiosk to answer all of your kashas. That's what he said. That was, okay? So that's right there. He was only 15 years old. And you are much more than that, but you can't swallow that. You know, he had to swallow that. But that's difficult. Let's be honest. I only say you one thing about that. One little thing. I don't tell you that I know what Rabbi Yochum was, what was the intention of Rabbi Yochum. I don't know. But I'll tell you one little thing which I think is definitely true. When I tell you such a thing like the Goan, and now we see together in the Mesilas Yesharim and in the Goan that there is a problem. And now you come with Abu the Gemara in the Dorim, and the Rashi in Abu the Zore, and the two Lashonim of Rashi in the Sanhedrin. That's what you come. What are you come? Are you so interested in the Sugya? You're not interested in the Sugya. You simply were very content with your own Mahalach which you had till today. And now comes that crazy Leuchter and he puts you a big distortion in your picture, yeah? It's like when you have a picture painted with watercolors and I come in the middle of the rain, touch, put water on your nice picture. Say lo yafe, mana se, what shall we do now? Then you come and ask, but what will be with that? And then I have to give a teretz, and then you can sleep further. Nothing happened. Your sheinas kva will go further, and your sleeping, your sleep will not be distorted. Not disturbed. You are able to say, yeah, it's all by the old thing, it's bad, and everything the way it was. It was only an interesting bump in the road, but the road in general goes exactly the way it went till today. Because there is a teretz. And then we don't have to deal with that goon altogether. That's right. Because it doesn't hurt anymore. There was a halom in it, it should hurt. No. I asked. And there is a chastira. There was a gemara in the dorm. Ich weiß die gemara euchet. You know, neither godel nor der leileke Yisrael. Or there's a rashi in avoy de zora, which should make a... Say, we should make a plan, you know. And he gave a teretz. Fine. So now everything is by the old paradigm. Everything, nothing changed. We are happy and we are sleeping and nothing changed. Yeah? You don't believe that. So I'll show it to you. You don't believe me. I show it to you. There's someone, I will not mention the name, someone explained that Goan over here. Which says, the Goan says, that's the Ksil. When he begins to learn, he wants to finish the Mesechta. So someone explained that like this. But this is a good she'ife. In the beginning of your Aliyah, you should be shoyif to reach Shleimus. So what's the pshat in the Goan? So the Teretz is, the Goan speaks about someone which this, the she'ife, disturbs him. So the Mele is a Ksil. That's a tragedy. This is tragic, Rabbi Yisai. You have a goal which makes you think, and then you make a new kimte and say, that speaks about someone which disturbs, not the way the goal says in the end. He says, and he will do it. It won't disturb him. That's what the Gaon says at the end. No, that's not my chpatlay. I'm just from a deer. I have also a pshat, you know. I've also pshat deer, you know. Just from I can't twist that too, you know. You can't twist everything. What in what in order to do what? In order you should be able to sleep further, and nothing happened, and you are happy, and nothing happened in the world. That is what Rabbi Yochum told you. When you have a question from somewhere in Chazal, your intention is not the sugya. Train is kein kop. Your intention is not willing to understand what it says. You want to sleep further. That's what you want. That's over and over again. You know, they have to know all the dakistike answers on all these deep questions, because chas v'sholem, what I heard now will disturb my sleep. And I don't want to have a sleep disturbance, you know. So let's go and sleep further on. Ah, sto ateret, skut ma ken shlofen weiter. That's what's happening, huh? So don't let yourself falling asleep on that gun, you know. No, there's nothing to sleep about that. There's something to be very disturbed. Because the limud and the mitzvahs have to influence you. And what influences you is not setting a goal. And the tragic point is, you'll set the goal, you will be successful. You will be successful. You'll pass the test. Yeah? You'll pass the test, you will be successful. Everything. And you get the big teudah, you know. Whatever you want. But you'll stay the same person. The very same person. You won't be influenced from anything. Yeah? That is the Mitzvah Shorim, that is the Gun, that's what we saw today. So now it's very clear. Huh? It's not clear what means dealing with the issue. This I know. What does it mean you deal with something? So perhaps you have to work on that. But it's very clear that there is a problem. There is an essential problem going on. It's not a side problem, only that the Leuchter has a kick out of that, that he wants to challenge you and says, you don't have to have goals, and then he laughs at the side and says, now I told him something they can't digest. No, it's not the point. It's not what I want. I really want that to show you that there is a problem going on. There is a problem with that thing, yeah? It's not simple. And we have to be influenced from our Torah and from our mitzvahs. We can't avoid that. That's what the Torah says. Kedoshim tiyu over sisu vayoshev atoy. You have to be influenced from the Torah. You can't live without that. Okay? So that is, I think, a very essential message from that Gun, and that makes the things very clear. So we'll see further next week, in a week in Yirtzeh Hashem, how perhaps we can work with that. But it's very much connected to what we did in Elul, you know. It's the Kabbalah Ketana. We said you have to deal with that Kabbalah Ketana in order to change as a person, you know. It's all the same issue, you know. You deal with it, you'll change. You'll deal with it, you'll change. You will simply do it, you won't change. You won't. You deal with it. The dealing with the thing will change you. That we had in the Kabbalah Ketana in Elul. The same thing is over here, yeah. That's like the Hemshach. That we deal with a thing that will change us. That's a very essential thing, and I think we have to go further on with that. Ad kam. Sei gesund.